o'clock, we'll call this meeting to order. Will everybody please rise for the invocation, pledge allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please be with our residents. Please guide our meeting as we talk about budget. We know our needs are great and our revenue is small. Please guide us and make the best decisions for the city of Kirby. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our entire community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Councilmember Lehman?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson?
Here.
Councilmember Akadaka? She called and said she would be here. Mayor Pro Tem Aldrich?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
We have a forum.
Item 5, citizens participation. There is no one signed up to speak this evening. We will go right into item 6, our budget workshop, and I will turn it over to our financial officer team.
Okay, in front of you there should be two sets of budget, one for the general fund and the other one for the water fund. We will go over the general fund first. And I apologize, my pages are different from the pages, so I'm not going to go by page number, I'm going to go by department. Just to let you know, I have not touched the revenues yet, and only because we are just now getting our tax rates and stuff like that, so we will be working on that tomorrow. So we're just going to skip right over the revenues at this point. We'll go on to, there is no major changes in the council expenditures at this time. So we will move on to admin. As you see, you'll see the yellow highlights. Those are the ones that I've changed from this fiscal year budget to the next fiscal year budget. All right, we'll start with admin first. You'll see a slight decrease in the software maintenance, and you'll see a decrease in publication expense. And the reason why it went down tremendously is because we had the $11,000 publication for the bond. So that's why it went down a little bit. And that's all I have in admin. And if y'all want to ask questions or you want me to stop, just let me know. Okay, I did not do any salary changes on any of them as well, so we will just go on to the next few items. We will go on to police department. You will see a slight increase in the operational supplies. Fuel, I decreased that because in the last 2 years, it's kind of hard to tell because of fuel, you never know what the fuel price is going to be. So since it's been kind of stable, I've decreased the fuel on all departments except for public works, and I will get there in a minute. So you'll see a decrease in fuel. Excuse me. You'll see an increase. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. You'll see a slight increase in uniforms. On building maintenance, you'll see an increase on that, and that includes the exterior paint that they were wanting to do on the exterior of the building. Equipment maintenance, you'll see a slight decrease. Vehicle maintenance, I went down on that. If we get two new vehicles, we get the two vehicles, then that will bring the vehicle maintenance down. Software maintenance, that went up a little bit. And then we'll go on down to the firearms. I increased it by $1,000, and that was because of the copper on the shells are gone up. So.
Tina, when When you're referring to software maintenance,
uh-huh.
is that the license renewals?
That is mostly all the software maintenance and customer service support.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing you don't see a chart of account number next to it, and that is a racial profiling consultant. That was something brought up last week, and that is $8,500. Now, remember that was brought up by Chief, that he was really considering that. And this is an annual fee every year, so just to let you know on that. That. So I combined the training and travel on police, on the police department. So you'll see it looks like a lot there, but if you take the budget from training and travel, you'll see that they're combined together. So on the next page of the police, you'll see a zero on the training. I also added the K-9 officer in there because we are moving them out of the capital outlay. And this amount here is really kind of a guesstimate at this point. It's going to include his food, his vet, and also accessories. So it's the possibility that we may have to amend it next fiscal year. But at this point, we put in $8,000 for the K-9. The vehicles, Chief requested the two vehicles. And so that includes the patrol car and the chief vehicle. Also was on there were the mobile data terminals. That's for 4 MDT. So that is included in there as well. I did not highlight the body cameras and the radar units. They should be highlighted. The body cameras will be the last 10 that he'll be requesting. So the radar unit, that goes into the vehicle that the K-9 is in. So that's what that radar is gonna go into. The evidence tracking is brought up at the last meeting. So that will be the in the capital for the evidence tracking. Move on to court. I decreased the court supplies. It hasn't really, been as much, so I decreased that. I fixed the computer software to make it where it should be for next fiscal year. And if you look, right now we have computer tech court and capital outlay. I moved that out and put it under maintenance of computer tech court in there because that should not be in capital outlay every year. So you'll see $1,000 there, and you'll see where I took it out of capital outlay. So no extra money added or anything to that. Okay, we'll move on to fire department. If you remember, also in the meetings last week, there were some small items that were not considered the capital outlay expense. So some of these small items were added into these regular expenses. So operational was increased, and that was for the fans that they requested and the mower. I decreased the fuel. And on building maintenance, that was increased a little bit so because they wanted to paint the interior of the building. Equipment maintenance, I brought it down a little bit. Vehicle maintenance, it's increased by 1,000. The radio maintenance, I brought it down also because we're going to get new radios. That should come down. The medical waste, I just made it an even amount. The medical doctor, I made it the right amount as well. The pumper and the interest, that changed every year, so I made it the correct amount for the next fiscal year. And then I've increased memberships, and that was because we're going to have every 2 years the Texas Department of Health does their membership, and so 2019 will be the next fiscal year that the Texas Department of Health will come in. So that will be increased. If you want to move on to capital outlay, you'll see the heart monitor that they requested, the hoses that they request, the new stretcher, the radios, and the Spectra lights for the fire truck. I do know that they requested a new fire truck, but with the bonds right now, we can't go out in big debt like that at this point.
Yeah, if we're taking that piece out, are we going to increase the vehicle maintenance? Because clearly, if we're taking the truck out, which I understand that that's a huge expense, but it would seem to believe, based on Chief Alfaro's comments last week, that if that pumper, that truck goes down, that there's going to be extensive costs involved with that as well.
Mm-hmm. I increased it by $1,000. I kind of do a comparable to the last 2 years. So if we need to, you know, if we have to amend, you know, do amend a budget next fiscal year, we can. But I'm also being conservative as well so that we can try to get these other items. Anything else on fire?
The rescue jacks.
The rescue jacks. Did not put that on there because Chief was more aiming to the zero turn than he was the rescue jacks. Mm-hmm. But if you need me, want me to put that on, I can do
perfect.
That.
I mean, I know the lawnmower is important too, but those rescue jacks are not only for the safety of our personnel on fire, but also being able to take care of and securing your vehicle. Pretty please.
Budget.
Yeah.
Anything else? If I'm going too fast, y'all tell me. Okay, on animal services, I decreased the fuel again on them. And also uniforms, because we currently have one ACO officer at this time, so I just decreased that. Vehicle maintenance, I decreased that because they have two brand new vehicles. There really shouldn't be any major expenses on that. And then I added the ice machine to the capital outlay. And we're still waiting on an answer about, you know, with Bexar County. About that. Okay, moving on to parks. I just rounded the operational supplies up a few dollars. And then the pool concession, I went back down on that. And the reason is because if you remember, this fiscal year is when we did the barbed wire around the top. So that increased it from the last main adopted budget fee. Vehicle maintenance, I lowered it, considering that we would get a new truck for this department. You will see that we have in the capital outlay, we have the mower with the broom for the hike and bike trail. And you'll see that we added the truck and the gator.
I'm sorry, on the uniforms for parks, why did that go down?
We redid their contract this fiscal year, and so they've gone down on their prices from, you know, the contract that we've had for
okay.
a while. It's still with the same company, but they gave us better rate. And so all I did is took by each however many guys in that department what we're paying times 52 weeks, and I gave a little bit of cushion in case that if someone quit and we have to replace that person, you know, we have an upcharge. So I try to give it a little bit of cushion. So that's why you'll see a difference in the uniform. And it's going to be that way in park, street, and water.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to street, I decreased the fuel. You'll see a decrease in uniforms. You will see an increase in the base street oil and asphalt, and also in sand, gravel, and topsoil. I also decreased the vehicle maintenance, considering if we get a new truck for that department, and increased the software maintenance by a little bit. And then I also decreased the equipment rental. The last 2 years, we haven't had any equipment in the last 2 years. So instead of having it at five, I decreased it to 1,500. If for some reason we have to rent something and we go over, then I can amend the budget. I just can't see leaving that much out there for that. You'll see on contract services, you will see the interest payments, and the next one is the building inspection fees. I went up on that one because we've been having a lot of inspections, so I just went up a little bit. And then also you'll see the street sweeper lease payment change, because that's the payment for next fiscal year. You'll see health inspection fees under that, and I made that zero because what I did is I moved that to general fund, which will be the next account after street. So I took the health inspection out of streets. Going into capital outlay, I added the vehicle. And Ben Engelman has a different color, and the reason is because we will not know until closer in September what our payout is going to be for next fiscal year, because we will get some more bills this fiscal year, and so until we get them, we won't know exactly where we're at this point. So that's why it's a different color. I took Pageland and Theodore out, and I took Arneson and Scotchman out, because that all got, well, Scotchman would be done, but the other one's already done for this fiscal year. Hickory Hill, that's a CDBG grant, and we have that amount in there, but that's gonna be pending on if the approval from Bexar County. At this point, we don't know yet.
Put the asphalt truck under a different department?
The asphalt truck we took out as well, because it's another big expense for trying to get through this bond. Those are two major, big major expenses that we took out.
When our costs actually start dropping on asphalt and everything else that we're using, if we didn't have the truck, can you elaborate on that? I mean, if we go out and buy $10,000 here, $10,000 there, different types of the asphalt, hot, cold, or whatever, if we're using the asphalt truck and we keep repairing, I'll just use Diamond because I drive up and down that street at least once or twice a day, the same area over and over and over again. You explained last time this would actually increase the longevity. Did you not?
Yeah, the asphalt patches, if we were to put the asphalt and there was the type B asphalt, then it would lessen some of the cost, but it would take, I have to do the math on it to see more or less how long it would need to take to pay for the vehicle.
Well, with the many potholes we have here in Kirby right now, I mean, I just hit a new one on Diadem right there before 3911, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, new, old, repairing what we have, making the street last longer, new streets that are going to be going in. I mean, we either do bite it now or we're going to end up biting it more later on, I think. How's everybody? Yes? No?
Yes.
Either.
Well, that's one of the things. I mean, we're obviously, it's one of those, we can't afford it, but with the street bond and all of the money that's being spent and the streets that have been replaced, I don't know how we can afford not to at least put it in there just to, you know, explore the option with it in the numbers. Because again, if we have the streets, this is the same thing and the same position we're going to be in before. We do all this stuff and we don't prepare for the future and we don't prepare to take care of what's being done. And so it's my concern that, you know, if we don't, then we're not going to have any equipment to take care of the streets, and then it's going to be a Band-Aid again. Whereas if we had something that actually maintains them, that I think it will help with the longevity of the street. With Page One, Theodore, Arneson, what have you, Ben Zingelman, when it finally gets done, then presumably all of the streets that are going to happen. It just would seem like if we were able to do it in-house and get it taken care of and the equipment was readily available rather than having to outsource it, God bless you, that it might, I don't know, that it would continue to help the longevity of the street life.
Well, I could add it in and we could see how that's going to go. We're just really trying to not, you know, finance anything because that's going to hurt our rating at this point. I mean, we're going through the rating right now with the bond, so
right.
That's the only thing that I was concerned
about. Well, I mean,
Sorry.
I mean, I understand that it's going to hurt this and it's going to hurt that, but at the same time, that's a lot of money that the taxpayers are, you know, have voted for, and we're putting a lot of money in the streets. And then, you know, Hickory Hill is $582,000. Granted, that's not all that we'll be paying, but at the same time, if that street gets messed up, we just spent, even if we do $250,000, and then in a year, here comes the rain, and it, you know, completely demolishes it, then we've gone back to square one. Again, we are going to create the same problem that we do before. We do things and we have zero plans for anything to upkeep what we've already done.
Well, I can add it in there and then we can go from there into the next few budgets to see how where we are and wherever we need to cut, then we'll cut. So I'll go ahead and put that in there.
What do y'all think?
I think we should.
I kind of agree with Tina. We're biting off a lot with even just this proposed budget coming in with the new paints grants that we have coming with the Ackerman Road and Ben Zingelman Roads and all of that. I would prefer just to, you know, put it in and see what happens, but that would probably be one of the first things that you would have to cut because we have to, you know, it's just like a sign for a house. You have to make sure
everything's in line and you're not over your budget that you can't afford. And, you know, we just keep spending and spending on stuff. And a lot of the stuff is what we need, and we've needed a long time, but you can't get it all in 1 or 2 years. It's things that you have to take baby steps to get. And I understand, you know, we've been, it's, the city's done it forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, but those 1 or 2 years turns into 10.
But you can't 12, just buy everything 15. At 1 year, well, 1 or 2 or 3 years.
I mean, we're talking about the bond. That's something totally right. different. We've got to get set on. When is the bond going to be actually taking place? And being
okay, I'm just going to get to this point when she got finished. Just remember, we have one more payment left. Well, actually, we have two more payments. We have a payment left on the old bond right now, which is 2009 series. We have a payment left in September, and we're going to have one more in March of next year. Okay, that will be our last payment. We start our new bond payment March of next year. So you're going to have two bond payments in March. After that, you won't have that other bond payment. But then again, ESD will be gone. Well, I don't know if at that point about ESD. But, you know, you also have to think about it. You have two bond payments in March. So
waiting for Bexar County's final say on the approval for this year's taxes, are we not?
What's that again?
We're still waiting on Bexar County tomorrow.
I just got that, so I haven't had a chance to work on that yet. So, yeah.
And if the worst came to worst, we could amend the budget in April when we usually go back and correct things to buy this asphalt thing if we see that we have the money for it, instead of just going, you know, over everything. But I agree with the streets, they're terrible, but
we can't. Then we put it on, let's see what happens.
Fine.
And go from there.
I mean, like I said, I can put it on, and then we can also look at, kind of look and see what our revenues are as well, and see, you know,
money.
Go from there.
Yeah, I was just going to add that whatever we're planning for in this budget, let's just keep in mind that this is coming out of reserves and current operating funds. We don't want to finance anything. That's really the bottom line. So if we can afford to buy it, out of, you know, the reserve, that's fine. But what you mentioned about the ratings and bond financing, we just can't put anything else on our credit because we have 3 loans and the 2009 series of bonds and then the new bonds right now. So if we can buy it, no problem. So we'll look at that.
About street. Okay, we'll move on to general operations. I reduced the park fundraisers. Went down because our donations were down this fiscal year, so I went down on that as well. I went down on computers because we haven't spent $20,000, so I went down on that. I went up on the professional fees, and that is because of the IT for dispatch telephones for next fiscal year. I did on the electricity and gas and electricity for street. I increased those. What I took what we paid so far and then took the last 3 months of last year and kind of see where we are at this point. So I may be real close, so I'm not real sure, but I just added those and got those figures. The water, we have not spent that much in the last 2 years, so I decreased that one. Under, you'll see account 590-3420. If you remember, that used to be Senior Center. That is now called Nonprofits.
decision tonight, but if you all will take these, read through them, and when we have our next budget workshop on Tuesday, if we can narrow down a dollar amount for this line item. What council decided to do was take that $20,000 that we had been giving annually to one entity and allow other entities to apply. So we received 5 applications, so that's what you have copies of. So we just need to determine what dollar amount we want to put in for next fiscal year and how we plan to divide that up, or if we're going to select specific applicants to award it to. And then we can do that part later, but we just need to know a dollar amount for that line.
And all the grant applications came in before the deadline?
Yes, they're all dated and signed as they've been received. It had to be in by June 30th.
I actually had asked for it to be on our agenda for the 7 o'clock meeting, but it didn't make it, so, yeah.
And on this, they have tabs, and it's because where the tabs are is the new organization, or each organization that filed it. They're all stapled together. Okay. I just rounded the GIS system up, made an even amount. And then under the GIS, that's where you're gonna see health inspection fees. So I moved that $13,000 from street and added it to the general fund, to the general operation, I'm sorry. So that amount did not change, I left it the same. And that is everything for the general operation.
Tina, I have a question, and it may be stupid, but on computers, you have $15,000. Is that maintenance on the computers, or is it buying new computers?
It's buying new computers. Sometimes we may have to replace 3, we may have to replace 5. We're going by RRGP and has a history of all of our computers, and we do as well. And when those computers get to where they're old or obsolete, then we have to replace them. So that, you know, it's not gonna be the same amount of computers every year. But that is totally replacing them. That's not just repairs.
Okay.
And it used to be broken up by all by each department. We just put it all in one, the general operation fund.
Thank you.
The only one that has it is $1,000 is water, because they're a separate fund.
And those are just like regular PCs?
Yeah. PCs, keyboard,
but the software, it's
everything.
The software.
That's for the police department as well. They are the ones in their cars, everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions about the general fund? Okay. We can move on to the water fund. That I decreased the uniforms, and dropped small tools down, decreased that. I also decreased vehicle maintenance, considering if we get a new vehicle that we would need it that high, and I increased software maintenance. I increased sewer line, and I decreased water lines. We had a budget amendment this fiscal year by $6,000, so I brought that back down to 10, what was our proposed budget for our adopted budget for last year. I know you're going to see Jim. Not every employee. The employee has a gold gym that supplemental benefit that we have, and we now have one employee on the water department that has the gold gym. Never had one before, so I had to set him up on the water fund side to keep it in the correct account from the water and general fund. So that's why you see that. I increased the training and travel by 1,000. And same thing with membership and license, I increased that. If you look down to capital outlay, you're gonna see some things that are zero, and that is some of the things that we purchased this fiscal year. And also I took off the valve replacement. I added the vehicles, the two vehicles that the water department had asked for, the sewer televising unit, and the drainage for Diadem and Happiness.
I'm good.
Debbie? I'm good on
that. Anybody have any questions on the first one after we've gone through?
On the traffic control signs for 5,000, was that including the signs that Councilman Pierce was looking at? The blinking stop signs? Or is that just a...
That's in general, because I think the quotes that Chief had were
a lot more, right? That's what I thought. So did y'all take that out of the budget?
There's one sign that I know that was requested. That the truck is a no through truck sign. That's for Ackerman Road.
That one.
Is that the one?
Talking about the ones on Benzingham Road. That was just for our agenda. They were never added in. Those would be something that we probably have to look at later on.
That one block or whatever they had actually talked about, because that stop sign is continually being run, and one of the residents had brought up a potential spot for the lighted signs, and Chief had been looking at those for the no through. So we've got some quotes on that.
Okay, that is not added on this budget, so I apologize.
Yeah, because we needed to figure out how many signs we were looking at, where we wanted to have them placed at, everything else. And I believe Chief had some here, the standards. Blinker 30, 36 inch, 48 inch went from $1,400 up to $1,627.50. And you had the blinkers.
That's not it.
Okay. Actually, have the controllers, the cabinets, all that stuff. There's something here. You had $10,605, Chief. Is that for one or each sign?
I think that was the total that he said.
They bunched it all up.
Because they bunched it together.
An error of their programming.
Okay.
It just added everything up. That's why we're color-coded. If you look at the handwritten figures on the far right, for each type of sign, and the color-coded ones were actually hooked into the electrical grid. They weren't solar powered. They didn't run on batteries. So those would cost you anywhere between $1,925 and $2,152, depending on how big of a stop sign you wanted. The solar powered ones are the three individual signs in one.
So what's our standard stop sign?
30 inches right now.
30 inches?
We got 30 inch stop signs throughout the city.
Okay, Ms. Debbie, 30 inch stop signs are $1,400. That's the DG3 red solar 8 red LED single post mount.
And I don't think there was really a consensus. It was just more of a fact finding.
So do y'all want to guide me on that? What do you want?
I'm good with that.
I think.
Okay. So that means I'm going to say if I need to add it, I'm.
We're up to date on all of the painting of the water towers and everything. We're not going to be falling behind.
Unfunded mandates.
Yeah.
We now have them everything programmed in our 5-year budget so we can do them at alternating times and keep them current.
And we got all the valves covered.
Right, so he still has funds this year. We're going to go out and buy the rest of the remainder of the materials to be able to finish that project.
And asphalting the yard?
Yes, that's just.
Are we expecting on the under animal services, are we expecting the contract to change as far as those services? That amount that we share. I only say that because I know it's supposed to be reviewed yearly and those phases and stuff where they.
So as far as the building phases, it's something that they have put into their budget request.
Jerry? John?
Good.
So just a reminder for everyone, we have a special meeting on Tuesday, July 31st at 6 p.m. That is when we'll discuss our tax rate, and that will give us a better idea of how much we can anticipate next year, and then we can really drill down on this budget.
All right, is there any further questions? Tina, do you have any comments? Department heads, do y'all have anything to add? Nope.
All right,
we'll adjourn. At 6:45.